Well, are you on track for retirement? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Well, if you got a question, I've got an answer for you. Just go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. You'll find a couple of different ways to get your information and get your questions answered. One is through the Ask Bob section. That's we trade emails. That's right there on the site. That usually takes care of the majority of the questions that come through. Then there's the more complex questions that going to probably need a phone call in a few minutes versus a email going back and forth. And you can set that up just to reserve a spot, and we'll take care of that, get that set up, and discuss your situation and get you an answer and to get you taken care of. So that's off the website, www.prudentmoney.com. I thought it best to talk a little bit about the markets because I'm getting a lot of questions about it. Probably won't do a full-blown show on this, maybe till tomorrow. I think there has to be a little bit more going on to warrant talking about it, but let's just kind of get you caught up. Iran sent over 250-300 drones, missiles, and tried to attack. Well, they didn't try to. They did attack Israel. And a lot of people saw this coming. It seemed like it was something that definitely could happen. So no big, huge surprise, and especially for the markets. Markets really didn't react that much to it. But there is the after effect of it. You know, it's one of those things where that an action of hostility like that, and they say it was because of a certain reason, but it doesn't matter. An act of hostility like that, you can't just all of a sudden meet in a big room and sit down at a table and hash it out and agree to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Doesn't quite work that way. That's kind of in a fantasy land, which is where our president seems to be at this moment. Of course, we got to be real careful here. We don't want to get drug into a situation where we've got military assets in harm's way. So it's one of those things where, you know, you get two prize fighters, one pushes the other pushes back, nobody's on the ground, and there's no big hitting or anything going on, and then one takes a big sharp right hook to the eye, and it all breaks out. And so Iran really didn't do anything besides send a missile, you know, shoot missiles from their country. So nothing was a big deal out of that. Now, had they hit something of importance that we could be talking about a totally different situation. I mean, this wasn't like 9/11. It's just an attack, but it was unprecedented. They're referring to it as unprecedented. And so now we'll probably, even though President Biden doesn't want this and is trying to encourage Israel not to respond and retaliate, I'm sure that's what they were going to do. They made it very, very clear last time that they were attacked not too long ago that was in their current war, and probably will retaliate. And depending on how that goes, it's a fluid situation. Now, let's talk about what the market would react to and what the market may not react to. If this just kind of fizzles out, market probably obviously won't react to anything. If this turns up the price of oil and the price of oil spikes and starts going up. I mean, I put gas in my car and couldn't believe how much it cost. And that's not even, that was before anything had happened. That was just off of the last month and a half that it's been going up. But depends on, you know, if the price of oil spikes, that obviously doesn't get us into a war, but it does complicate things. If the damage is done and there's a lot of casualties, and then we see Israel get into war, that's the easy way to drag us into it. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of things that can happen. It's just these kind of things can can turn, it can get out of control very easily. And that would have an effect on the market. The markets are acting as if this is no big deal, kind of part of it. But I would just make sure that your portfolio is ready for this kind of risky environment, because this could really spiral out of control at any moment. We also had some numbers come out today that would suggest that gross domestic product, which is the growth of our economy, is going to be pretty strong in the first quarter. And retail sales today came out a lot stronger than the experts, I'll put those in air quotes, projected that they would be. And all this comes back to really, from my standpoint, from the as far as markets go, it comes down to, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, that the Federal Reserve Board can't cut interest rates. The market wants it. The bond market wants it. And the bond market and the stock market are expecting it at some point. If we continue to get strong numbers, you can't have a situation where you start lowering interest rates. It just doesn't make any sense. Plus, you're going to see inflation. I mean, we're already seeing it pick back up. Now, once again, I don't personally believe that inflation is going to go higher than it was last year or the year before that, where it hit a high. I think it's just going to be in this range. But still, people are having trouble even where it is and has been over the past year or so. So it's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things to focus on. The one thing, though, yeah, this whole thing in the Middle East is a big deal. But the fact that the Federal Reserve is really got their hands tied is maybe for the markets a little bit bigger of a deal. So we'll see, and we'll keep you posted on that. Now, last week we talked about surveys and why I think surveys are important, because although they look at a small sample size, you do get some idea of how people are thinking about their finances and thinking about retirement and that sort of thing. We looked at a survey that was, I think, 2,000 people. And what was not surprising to if you listen to me talk on the radio, because I talk about this other side of the story quite a bit, so this shouldn't be a surprise to you. But the survey indicated that people were dipping into their retirement accounts. Very expensive to do this, to find money to pay for everyday living expenses. It showed people cutting back on their savings into their retirement, and just showed some pretty desperate looking moves that would, they kind of back up the notion that, hey, people are in worse situations than Washington will really admit to. Now, anytime, let me jump to this this second survey first of all, and talk a little bit about it, because I think the results of this are important. It says a quarter of women in the workplace fear they're on the wrong track for retirement. A new report from Nationwide reveals that women are less likely than men to have reached key savings milestones. Now, something that I think is very important to point out before we really dive into some of these numbers is that typically, and it's the difference between men and women and how men answer surveys and how women answer surveys. The first thing you got to keep in mind is that men tend to be overly optimistic. Sure, it's not where it needs to be there today, but it will be there, and I'm counting on it. And so they're acting as if it is there. And that's typically the way that you get these answers on these surveys from the standpoint of men. Women are a lot more realistic, but they get a little bit overly pessimistic because they don't know the numbers. What I mean by that is that if you ask women these same these questions, they're going to be concerned and about reality, but because they don't have a game plan, they can't take that concern and put any optimism to it. Whereas for men, they're so overly optimistic that if they ran the numbers, I don't think they would be anywhere near where they say they are. So kind of keep that in mind. I'll give you a good example. I had a client that was working with another financial advisor. She had plenty of money. She was, unfortunately, at this point in her life, she was a widow, and she was asking me if she had enough to retire. She said, because my other financial advisor, the one I just left to come over and work with you, said that I didn't have enough money and I was going to have to work for another good 5 years, which and of course that made her overly pessimistic. And her reality was she was not going to be able to retire like she thought she was. Now, this individual had a couple of million in investments and savings, had plenty of cash, had a pension from her deceased husband, and Social Security. She had more than enough to retire upon. In fact, I even told her, I said, if you want to retire today, you could retire today. And that's something I'm very, very careful about, is saying when a person can retire. And I always want to be very realistic about their situation. But she was definitely in a situation where she could retire. And yet, I don't know where he was getting his numbers from. It didn't make any sense to me. But that turned that optimistic, that pessimism into optimism, because she knew the numbers. And on the other side of the break, I think you know what we're going to be talking about is knowing those numbers. This is Bob Brooks. You are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thanks for joining us today. We are up against a break. Stick around. I'll be right back. Hi, my name is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. So let me ask you a question. Do you know your numbers? Now, which numbers are those? They are your retirement numbers. That set of numbers is the single most important planning numbers you can know. Yet the majority of Americans don't even know them. Prudent Money Financial Services, sponsor of the Prudent Money Radio Show, specializes in figuring out those numbers and creating a game plan to make sure you're on the right track. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show weekdays at 3 p.m. on Bible School Radio 91.3.
Hi, I'm Jill Taylor, inviting you to join me each Saturday morning at 11 o'clock for Choose Life Radio. You'll hear people from across America sharing their stories of faith, forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. Choose Life Radio will encourage you to fully appreciate the gift of life. You may also find help for you or a friend in need. So please join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock right here on Bible School Radio 91.3.
Dynamic, practical, life-changing.
There's no point in going to church and not letting the Christ who gave birth to the church on the day of Pentecost change your life.
Join us each day as Pastor Paul Shepherd applies the timeless truth of Scripture to everyday life. It's Destined for Victory on this great station.
Weekday afternoons at 3:30 here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. As you know, if you've got a question for me, go to the website. A couple ways to get information. First, you can send a question to the Ask Bob section. We'll try a couple of emails, get you taken care of. If it's a little bit more in depth than that, then what emails can do, you can always go on the site, reserve some time, and we will set up a phone call, and I'm happy to answer the questions that way from you for you as well. There's no strings, there's no cost, it's just a way to get information to you, and if we can do that and be of help, certainly want to do so. That's off the website, www.prudentmoney.com. So I could tell you a lot of stories about this same type of story. I'm not ready for retirement, but the bottom line is, the question is, how do you know? And most people don't have a answer to that question. It's generally speaking, well, I just know that there's just no way I can retire. So it comes down to knowing your numbers, being creative, putting a plan together, And this is something that I greatly encourage people to do, especially if you think you're not even remotely ready for it. You may be surprised at what the numbers would say. Now, typically, in throughout this process of getting the numbers, I always have this reply about thoughts about Social Security. Don't want to count it. It's not going to be there. I would suggest if you are in your 50s and or above that you do count Social Security. I think that it will get a Band-Aid fix at some point during the next 5 to 6 years. Maybe not this current election, but I think that you'll start to see it maybe an election 4 more years ahead. You'll see whoever's running for president then do something about it. I think the politicians have their hands full, and they're not going to be, they're going to be real careful about handling that bomb, that potential political bomb, which is they call Social Security. But I do think, though, that they're going to put a Band-Aid approach over it, and it will be good for another 25, 30 years. So that's just my opinion, but I do believe that to be true. But it says, from Nationwide, in a year where more Americans are reaching 65 than ever before, that's interesting to me, lingering economic concerns are causing a shadow over many workers' retirement prospects. Lingering economic concerns. I don't think that that has anything to do with it, because lingering economic concerns is not what we're seeing. None of this makes sense sometimes to me. Research from the Nationwide Retirement Institute reveals a gender disparity in retirement confidence and readiness among current U.S. workplace savers, as women report more challenges than their male colleagues. We talked about that in the first segment, why that's not always the situation. Women are actively participating in their employer-sponsored retirement plans alongside their male counterparts, but they are also facing a variety of challenges that can make navigating their retirement journey more complex. Women are likely to live longer in retirement, which is true, so the statistics say. So it's understandable that fear of outliving their income would be a source of anxiety, maybe putting too much weight on that anxiety. Once again, women, men, whomever, are putting weight on an anxiety because they don't know their numbers. Statistically, most people don't know their numbers. When I say know their numbers, know the numbers they need to retire and live a long, long life and be able to fund it. But outliving savings is a top concern, but protected retirement solutions can help. And this is where it comes. And this is Nationwide. They're an insurance company. So they're going to pitch, throughout this survey, going to pitch annuities. Now, here's what, okay, let me keep going on, then I'll circle back around. 3 in 4 women say they wish their 401k provided a pension-like income stream. And 9 in 10 women say that they would be at least somewhat likely to roll over their money into an in-plan protected retirement solution if it was offered to them. Well, just because a plan pays income month in, month out, doesn't mean that it's an appropriate plan for you in retirement. Just because it's pension-like, and as they have the results here, they pension-like, they put in air quotes, and it is an income stream, doesn't make it the perfect solution. Now, most annuity companies make annuities look like the most perfect solution, and they are in some cases. And today, with interest rates where they are in a lot of cases. But you need to make sure that you aren't just going to somebody and sit down with a company like a Nationwide, and they're, you know, to help with your anxiety, I think we should put everything into an income-producing annuity. That may not be the right decision, just because it sounds good. So make sure that you understand that. I think a well-balanced retirement plan is important, and it looks at all aspects of your life and the way you feel about risk and the way you feel about loss and the way you feel about spending money and it puts it all, rolls it all up together, and that's where you come out with what makes sense for you, not somebody else. So you want to be real careful not to get thrown into this bucket, if you will, that getting an annuity is going to solve all your problems, because it may solve a lot of your problems, but it may not solve any of your problems. So treat an annuity just like any other option. It makes sense, it doesn't make sense, because there's certain things that sometimes advisors don't share because maybe they don't understand what they are presenting, or they're overly optimistic about an approach that, and they show a really aggressive past results that probably aren't anything near what they would be in the future, but boy, they sure look good. So make sure that you are careful. This is why it's so very important to vet out an advisor ahead of time and make sure that they are going to act in your best interest. It says, women who participated in our study say a pension-like income stream would reduce their stress, increase their financial security, and improve their peace of mind. This sentiment aligns with our research showing pension holders are more financially confident and less concerned about outliving their money than those without pensions. Once again, you've got to run the numbers. You've got to make sure that you have a well-diversified retirement strategy to, and not just something that's annuity produced. And it may be that something that's annuity produced is all you need. I'm not being negative or casting negativity on annuities. I just don't think that sometimes the way they're explained, because they are a great product. They do serve a purpose, and they can solve a lot of problems. It's just not the gold standard of all problem solver investments, if that makes any sense. So that's it on that. So be really careful with the income producing annuities. Know your assumptions. Be careful when someone is pitching you very overly aggressive hypothetical solutions from the past, but set up the plan, run the numbers, and see if it is a fit. And by the way, if you're having concerns about outliving your money, this will definitely tell you whether you have a legitimate concern or not. Now, you know, the only thing we can't really figure and can't predict are things like inflation. But one of the nice things about having inflation now is that hopefully we're more likely 75% of the way through this period, this economic phenomenon called inflation, and things will get better. But that's definitely something that you have to consider and figure out. But once again, once you get these numbers, once you get a plan together, then you find yourself in a situation where you're a lot more optimistic about what you have in front of you, and that anxiety goes away. It's good stuff. And one of the things that I suggest when you are running some different numbers, you're running different plan scenarios, you want to come out to a minimum, one in the middle, and one that is the ultimate in retirement. And usually what I suggest to do is start out with that ultimate retirement and then come down from there so that you can be in the middle, and then one it's not ideal, but it would work. You still have to cut back on some things, but you would be in good shape. Now, if you are, they were saying this is the year more people have turned age 65, this is something you're thinking about. It's not too late to do a plan. In fact, it's a perfect time to sit down with a financial advisor, not one who wants to sell you a product, but one who wants to sit down and put a plan together and get you set in the appropriate types of investments that you need and get taken care of. Okay, so I've got a minute left, and there was something I wanted to talk about, but there's a couple of things I want to talk about, but I can't. I don't want to get started on a new subject when we don't have the time to do it. So let me remind you that if you've got a question for me, just go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. And by the way, we do podcast every program. And if you are signed up on the Prudent Money e-letter list, then you'll get notified every time I I post a blog or we do a podcast, which is every day. A lot of people listen to the podcast. It seems like there's been a resurgence in the and more and more podcasts are hitting these podcast platforms. But it's a great way to get information, and it's a great way to get it at your own time, which works best for your own scenario. So that's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. And we are wherever you consume podcasts. We are probably there because we should be on all major platforms. If you have a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.